Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I support the Feeding America network of food banks because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
WPHT, WPHTHD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
I'm Linda Kenyon. A possible political victory for former President Donald Trump.
Donald Trump will not be sentenced in his hush money criminal case until after the election. The judge just released his decision. It will be November 26th.
Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson says the former president is not completely off the hook.
It will still be known to the public that he's been convicted, but you won't see Trump being formally sentenced or even possibly going to jail while he's still running for president.
Trump says the case should be terminated. This just in, Liz Cheney says her father, Dick Cheney, will be voting for Vice President Kamala Harris for president. Both Liz Cheney and her father are Republicans. In a Georgia courtroom, the father of the accused high school shooter has been arraigned after his 14-year-old son was charged in a separate hearing.
You understand you have the right to be represented by an attorney at all times for this and all future proceedings in your case?
Yes, sir.
Colin Gray has been charged with 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter, 2 counts of second-degree murder, and 8 counts of cruelty to children for allowing his son to have a gun. 2 teachers and 2 students were killed, 9 others injured in that attack. Colt Gray faces murder and other charges. Some Georgia lawmakers are responding to the shooting. WSB Radio's Jonathan O'Brien reports.
Surrounded by gun safety advocates, Georgia House Democrats expressed condolences for the victims of Wednesday's shooting, but urged the governor to call a special session. Representative Syra Draper.
Convene a special session so that we can pass laws to address the urgent public health epidemic of gun violence in our state.
They say legislation on safe gun storage is a good start. In a statement, Governor Kemp responding, saying, quote, now is the time for investigation and to mourn those we we've lost, not politics. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
Witnesses say Israeli soldiers fatally shot a Turkish-American woman who was participating in a weekly demonstration over a West Bank occupation. This man was there.
We looked at the back and we saw that Ayla is shot in the head. She wasn't responding, and an ambulance came in and evacuated her to Rafidia Hospital in Nablus.
The Israeli military says it's looking into the reports. Hiring picked up a bit in August, driving down unemployment. Mark Hamrick is an analyst at Bankrate.com.
The nation's unemployment rate slipped by 0.1% to 4.2% as the labor force participation rate was unchanged.
Award-winning Brazilian musician Sergio Mendes has died. His family says he was battling the effects of long COVID. He was 83. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine.
Not fun.
Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. We find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F-word. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
As a roofer, I'm always on the go.
WPHD, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast. This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
On the way to Cape May, I fell in love with you.
Right.
On the way to Cape May, I saw my dreams come true.
Keep it going, keep it going.
I was taken by your smile.
Oh, yeah.
As we drifted by sea,
everybody. All right, we are live in Cape May at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Yes. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. Every day, of course, but certainly when we have a live show. 855-839-1210 is the number on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. We got what a show we got in store for you today. Alina Habba is going to be here. She's President Trump's attorney. Yeah. Breaking news right before we started the show today that the former and future president will not be sentenced until after the election. So that's some great news right there. And the National Fraternal Order of Police has endorsed Donald Trump for president. He'll be speaking at 4:15 today. I was texting with my buddy, Captain John Hoyt of the Philadelphia Police. He's a biggity big now with the National FOP. And I said, hey, can you come on and talk about it? And he said, I can't because I'm on the stage with the president and he's going to be speaking soon. So talk about getting big timed, right? Yeah, pretty much. But it's okay. It's good news for him. And it makes sense because why would cops want to back Kamala Harris when you literally have gangs that are now infiltrating cities? And it's such a real thing that even the guy from the Young Turks, Cenk Yeager, tweeted out last night about it and said, why are the police allowing this to happen in these cities? And the answer is because in places like Aurora, Colorado, where this is happening, they're being told, stand down, stand down. But the crisis is at a fever pitch with all these gangs coming to this country. And we're hearing their names like their household names. Of course, we're kind of used to this in Philadelphia, which is going to be the epicenter of the debate on Tuesday. The big debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris Tuesday night, Philadelphia. So who's excited for the debate? Yes. You know who's not excited for the debate? Kamala Harris. That's right. Henry's back. Henry Mashep, a triumphant return to Henry, right? Yeah. They stole him from us to the morning show. It's ridiculous, but I don't care. I mean, we miss you, buddy. It's good to have you back.
I miss being here.
See that?
I don't like getting up at 4:30 in the morning.
Who does?
No.
Not this guy, I can tell you that. Did it for 3 years. It felt like I was in Gitmo. Well, actually, Gitmo's better. They treat you better there than Morning Drive, but We got your Eagles green on. Excellent.
Yep.
Very good. I was going to wear green, but I forgot the games tonight because the sports guy that I am. Mm-hmm. But I see the Zioli Army, Kelly Green. Beautiful. Well done. Excellent. Thank you. So we got a lot to chat about today. We got some great guests. Congressman Jeff Van Drew is going to stop by as well. Wilfred Riley, Victoria Coates, Alina Haba, as I mentioned, and some more surprises in store. So let's get right to it, shall we? With Judge Juan Merchan coming out and saying he does not want the appearance that the sentencing of Donald Trump could be political. Imagine that. Imagine that. In the middle of a presidential election, you sentence, hey, zip it back there. We got a show to do. That you have a former and the Republican nominee, and you could argue the front runner for president. I would certainly argue that based on the swing state polls. And you're going to sentence him over a confidential memorandum non-disclosure agreement violation. It's ridiculous. And the judge comes out and says he doesn't want the unwarranted perception that this would be political and election interference. I'll tell you the real reason why the judge did this, because there was another ruling yesterday by the judge, Judge Shutkin, who came out and said, and this is in the January 6th case, that she was postponing this till after the election. And of course, down in Florida, you have Eileen Cannon, Judge Cannon. She's kicked out the classified documents case, which is on appeal. And of course, the United States Supreme Court has come out and ruled on presidential immunity. So if Judge Merchan had gone forward with this sentencing, he would have been subject to an appeal. He would have had to survive appeal court scrutiny. And I think the guy would love to see Trump locked up, but I think he knows it's not going to survive this. And so he had to do this because all the other judges, all his colleagues were basically doing this. And that's the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. So now that that's not going to happen on September 18th, that means that Trump is free to focus fully on the election from now until then. Now, with the endorsement of the FOP today, with the debate on Tuesday, and obviously a lot of questions around what is going to be Kamala Harris's strategy going into this? What is she going to try to do? Now, I have a little experience with Trump in debate prep, so I can tell you that he is absolutely a seasoned contender when it comes to debates. His style of prep, a little unconventional, to say the least. But I think what he's going to do going into this on Tuesday, and I haven't spoken to him about it, but I think what he's going to do on Tuesday is to come at her hard with the facts of what she has said in the past. Because her statements in the past are devastating. For example, her latest flip-flop, her latest reversal, ready, and this is great news, she is no longer for a federal ban on plastic straws. Yes! Right. Justice. Now, I know you may think it's a minor issue, but it's actually a gigantic inconvenience to not get a freaking straw, especially when you have three young kids who all need straws. And I would bring my own straws, but I can barely remember to bring my kids, let alone to bring my straws. So when you go to a restaurant, you have to request it now when they bring you drinks. And my daughter, Reagan, of course, who's four, and she's on the terror watch list, so she'll just take that cup, rip the lid off, and chuck it. She doesn't care. So we need a lid-straw combo in order for her to be able to drink a beverage without getting it on everybody on the table. And you got to ask for it nowadays. And many places, they won't even give it to you, or they give you the kind that dissolve right into the drink. I always love that, too. Because kids take a little bit longer to drink, and by the time they're ready to take a sip, that straw has now, the paper has dissolved into the water. It's great. The only thing that stops it from happening in mine is the vodka, which keeps the straw from completely dissolving right away. But I'm telling you, her reversal on this comes after reversing on basically every single position she's ever had in the past. And this is now the kind of the complete evolution. So the straw ban, how do you feel about that? She's like, whatever, I don't know. What did I say before? Was I for it? Yeah, well, now I'm against it. Was I against fracking? Well, then now I'm for it. So you just, it could be a fun game. It could be a fun drinking game here at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. Whatever policy she was, whatever position, it's now the opposite of that. So I just name you a policy, and you have to say whether she was for it or against it, and then just do the opposite, and then also drink at the same time. Could be a lot of fun. So I just throw out something like, she wants to mandate the end of gas-powered cars. She was for it, now she's against it. Drink. Is he like that? She was, but now, but I'm going to challenge you. This is a little tricky now. Keep up. She was against the border wall. Now she's for it. Right. Drink. You see how we'll play this game?
Everyone's going to be on the floor in 10 minutes.
Yeah, they're not going to last long, Henry. You're right about that. So you see, and you may think I may give you two against in a row, but I may give you a four against strategy. There's no limit to the combination you can take here with her flip-flops. But that's where Trump can shine on Tuesday, is to point out the fact that she has reversed position on all these issues. Her latest flip-flop, which is the big one, which even CNN was forced to acknowledge, far-right-wing CNN, which is that she's now tough on the border to the point of putting the actual picture of Trump's border wall in her commercial. In her commercial. I mean, that's like the guy who steals your wife and then uses your wedding pictures for his, like, his rehearsal dinner. Or like your, you know what I mean? Your bachelor party picks for his bachelor party and just calls it in. Like, I don't even need one now at this point. It's so desperate, but she also realizes that unless she makes this complete 180 on these issues, she has no chance with moderate voters, independent-minded voters, who are still thinking the economy is the biggest issue, which is the good news for Trump. It is the biggest issue for them. Despite the Democrats wanting to make this election about abortion and everything else, it's the economy, stupid. I'll quote James Carville from 1992. It still is the economy, stupid. That's why Kamala Harris is now broken with Joe Biden on the corporate tax rate, saying that she only wants a 20% corporate tax rate, but that's still higher than China. And China wants her candidate back, but of course, you know, they got to wait, and maybe if she'll win, then possibly that would happen. But she's trying to sound like an economic moderate, but at the same time, Democrats are doing what they always do best, which is to give away everything. And that's why they're still talking about giving tax credits for first-time home buyers. They're also talking about forgiveness for student loans. In fact, today, the Biden administration is supposed to go forward with canceling another round of student loans if it's not challenged in court, because they still want to give money away to everybody they possibly can. There's no idea how we're going to pay for any of these things. And that's where we are as we start the show today, live from the Grand Hotel of Cape May. And as of right now, they're still pro-wind turbine. So if anyone sees a dead whale floating outside, you get a free drink, by the way. That's a long-standing policy here at the live shows. If you catch a dead whale or see a dead whale, you will get a free beverage.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you can do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You just turn that in. We'll take good care of you. Or, yeah, dolphin. Dead dolphins are good, too. I don't want to discriminate. If you see one of those, we'll talk to Congressman Jeff Van Drew about that at 3:30 today. But, you know, Trump has said if he becomes president on day one, he's going to kill that project. The wind turbine project will be dead. Yeah, absolutely. Look, that matters to us in this part of the country. It matters to us a lot. I mean, the two big issues, you think about it, are both around the environment. One is ending fracking, which I think is a killer for Kamala Harris in Pennsylvania. I mean, if you're working in the fracking industry, you're one of the 100,000 people working in that industry, and you heard her say and joke with Jimmy Fallon, not nearly as funny as Jimmy Fallon, who's going to be here at 5:30 today, not in person this time, just on the phone. Please, I can't have that guy around me too often, you know what I mean? I'll be back on his show next week. Shameless plug, Saturday night with Jimmy Fallon, next Saturday night, all right? Yes. And if we're doing shameless plugs, Henry, I should also mention Tuesday morning Fox News to preview the debate, okay, with Dana Perino.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
Right? So, the question is, do I get a haircut or not?
Yeah, why not?
You think?
Yeah.
Well, because I want the curls for the camera.
Well, how much shorter would you go?
I think I would just do a trim.
A little trim? The sides up.
What do we think? Show of hands if you think I should get a haircut prior to the... No. Who Ooh. Says no haircut? All right.
Oh.
Women only, because that's all I care about. I don't care what the guys have to say. Bridget knows. She's listening. Well, that's not true. She never listens. But if she was listening, she would know. No, but it's fracking. You're one of the guys working in the fracking industry, one of the women. You don't want to turn around and hear somebody say that they're now going to let you keep your job. You don't believe that. You don't want to risk that. So that's why the fracking issue, I think, is still a killer for her in Pennsylvania. And then in New Jersey, look, I don't expect that New Jersey is going to go red in this election. It doesn't have to. The point is that enough people in Pennsylvania have shore homes in New Jersey who are concerned about the windmill issue and the wind turbine issue. It's a big deal. That's also going to matter. We're talking about you win Pennsylvania, you win the White House to such a degree that I saw an election forecast map the other day. This was hilarious. That gave Trump Pennsylvania, but still had him winning the Electoral College. And I thought, well, how is that possible? And it's because they also gave Georgia to Kamala Harris. She's not winning Georgia. Stop it. I don't know if Governor Stacey Abrams would let her win Georgia. She's not winning Georgia. Come on. But that's the point. Whoever wins PA becomes the next president. So that's why the fracking issue, the wind turbine issue, the dead whales and dolphins issue, all these things matter. Then you factor in illegal immigration. And that's why John Fetterperson, because I don't want to bring gender into this, John Fetterperson is now stumping with her in Pittsburgh because he's been the guy who's tried to sound sensible on the border. But, you know, for Fetterman, it's definitely a situation for that guy where he has to be seen as the reasonable moderate Democrat. Because like we're going to talk about with Jeff Van Drew, who was a Democrat until 2020, the reason why he understands what Bobby Kennedy did, leaving the Democrat Party, and why Tulsi Gabbard left the Democrat Party, too, is because they're a little loco. You know what I mean? A little loco these days. And they're trying to capture this moderate sensibility that they once had when Bill Clinton ran in 92, the Ed Rendell days. But it's not going to work for them this time around because they've gone on a limb too far saying things. Like, I remember in 92, there was this great moment in the election where they said to Bill Clinton, "You're a liberal." And he said, "I'm not a liberal. You know, that old dog's not going to hunt. And also, do you want my room key?" I believe was the exact phrase he said to the female reporter who asked him. But he, at the time, as governor of Arkansas, had positioned himself as a moderate because he had eyes on running for president. It was also Arkansas, so he couldn't be really too far to the left. That's the difference. And so they could have Bill Clinton run a center, even you could argue center-right campaign in some respects on the economy. They can't do that with Kamala Harris because of her past statements, because the Democrat Party's gone crazy, and she was trying to appeal to those people back in 2019 and 2020. So she said all the crazy things, like banning plastic straws and banning fracking and all that, and banning cheeseburgers, also banning cheeseburgers. She did say that, you know. She did.
No way.
Yeah, way.
When?
Way. Oh, I thought we were doing that whole no way, way. She said it in 2020. She was asked a question about cheeseburgers, and she said, "I love a good cheeseburger, but we may have to talk about banning them for the environment."
Oh,
I know.
What a snob.
What a snob, right? If anybody wants to bring us delicious cheeseburgers, we're starving.
Please, I'm famished.
Henry hasn't eaten in weeks.
That's not true.
Henry hasn't eaten in minutes.
You think I haven't eaten in weeks? Please.
Henry hasn't eaten in minutes, everybody. It's the blood sugar's low. It's very
I'll say
low.
That much.
But these issues are coming home to haunt her because that's why Jeff Van Drew left the Democrat Party in the first place in 2020. As he knew, his district in South Jersey was never going to elect a Democrat. And he said to himself, "I have seen it for myself. I can't be part of this party anymore." This evolution now between Tulsi Gabbard and Bobby Kennedy and others, too, this is here to stay. Yesterday, I spoke to a woman on the show who's a New York City school board member who's also had a conversion and is now voting for Trump. And a big part of the reason for her is the indoctrination of the kids. The indoctrination of the kids and also the illegal immigration issue, where you tell your kids, "I'd love to let you go to the community rec center, but they can't let you go because now they're using it as a shelter for illegal immigrants. So you got to stay home and just be on your device all day." That's really, those are conversations parents are legit having with their kids. So all these issues are coming back to haunt her now as we head into the debate on Tuesday. But there's something else, too. This is the first time since I think it's the year 1912 where you have the ability as a voter to look at the side-by-side records of the two administrations. So you can compare Trump's administration to the Biden-Harris administration. That's why she's trying so hard to distance herself from Joe Biden. In fact, if she tries any harder to distance herself from Joe Biden, she's basically going to lock him out of the White House, which would not be hard to do. You know, the guy has a senior alert button where he can push. And they took the locks off the building for that reason. But Trump had a funny line about this, too. I think it's cut one, right, where he said, if she starts stealing any more of my positions. This was a pretty funny line from the former president. Take a listen.
"The fifth pillar of my plan is to make the Trump tax cuts permanent. They are massive tax cuts, biggest ever, permanent. And to cut taxes even more, and we will have no tax on tips," something which they copied 4 weeks after I said it. She got up, said, "No tax on tips." I said, "I just said that." She is actually copying a lot of my plan. In fact, we're going to send her a MAGA sometime in the next week. We're having a special one day. But we also know she doesn't mean it. She's going to stick with what her whole life has been about.
So that's a funny line, a MAGA cap, but it's also true. That's the thing, because she keeps stealing so many of his positions. Oh, and you might have heard the breaking news. Dick Cheney backing Kamala Harris. Yes. Dick Cheney, who's never loved a war. He's never met a war he doesn't love. He is alive. Unlike a lot of people in Iraq, he is alive.
I did not know that. That is genuinely a surprise.
Dick Cheney, you'll shoot your eye out. Yes. Dick Cheney backing Kamala Harris, but there's also something to that, which is that you have a lot of people who are very tired of the endless wars. Remember, we had 4 years of no new wars, and that was a key point. And a lot of the Republican establishment doesn't like that. And this has been a consistent theme, too, but I think a lot of young people do like that. They don't like the idea of American interventionism in foreign affairs. You know, 30% of young people now get their news, their political news, from TikTok. That's why when you hear the Russia collusion indictments, it's all fugazi, but they're doing that because they want to try to take down a lot of these influencers on social media. They're not actually being paid for by Russia, if you read the DOJ's indictment, but they want to try to minimize the impact of these individuals across social media platforms. And that's why, because they reach a lot of young people. But I'm telling you, a lot of young voters, they look at the situation in Ukraine, which today the Biden administration has announced billions of dollars more in funding for Ukraine. We'll talk to Dr. Victoria Coates about that a little bit later in the show. But I think a lot of young people are very worried about the endless wars. I think they look at the situation across the state of the world right now, and they're very concerned by it. So that may trump, for lack of a better word, the free cash that they're getting for their student loan debt. Because, I mean, once you pay them off, that's the thing. They're not obligated anymore to vote for you. They already got the payoff.
Yeah.
You should pay them off and get the ballot at the same time. That's the Jersey way. You know what I mean? That's the Jersey way. It's like, hey, you want that student debt canceled? Yeah? Nice ballot. Fill it out. Give it to me right now. Otherwise, why am I obligated to do what you want? I'm not. That's the point. Come on in. Join us here. We're live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Come on in. Find a seat. Make a friend. We're all friends here. The Zioli Army is strong, and we're only through the first segment. I love it. All right, 855-839-1210, and we are so happy to be live in Cape May at my happy place, the Grand Hotel. We'll talk to Congressman Jeff Van Drew. He's one of those guys that left the Democrat Party because he realized it no longer matched his values or the values of his South Jersey district, of which we are in right now. Don't go away.
Are you worried about the state of the economy? Concerned about market crashes and rising inflation wiping out your savings? At Noble Gold Investments, we understand your fears and have a solution. Call us today at 1-888-403-1050. Imagine safeguarding you and your family with a tangible asset that has stood the test of time. Gold. With Noble Gold Investments, you can diversify your portfolio and protect your wealth from economic turmoil. Our team will guide you through the process, ensuring you make informed decisions that best suit your needs. Call Noble Gold Investments today at 1-888-403-1050. That's 1-888-403-1050. The future is uncertain. Take control now. Call 1-888-403-1050.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
When it comes to your home, trust is everything. For 45 years, Kitchen Magic has built a reputation for transforming kitchens with precision and care. From custom cabinets to countertops, backsplashes to storage solutions. And we get the job done fast. In just a few days, your dream kitchen becomes a reality without the hassle. So trust the name your neighbors have relied on for decades, Kitchen Magic. Get your free in-home consultation at kitchenmagic.com and let's cook up something extraordinary.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Weather sponsored by the Piazza Auto Group.
Partly cloudy overnight, down to 66. On Saturday, we'll expect showers in the afternoon, high of 77. Sunshine's back on Sunday with a high of 73. Monday, it's a bit warmer with a high of 79. Sunshine still with us. More sun on Tuesday with a high of 84.
For a limited time, get special 0% financing for 60 months on the new 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or a $2,000 customer bonus. Visit Piazza Volkswagen of Ardmore, Langhorne, or PiazzaVW.com for details.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Tonight, 7:10 Phillies Marlins game can be heard on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. The Phillies are on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT tonight.
Fargo, your virtual assistant from Wells Fargo, makes banking faster and easier. Like this.
Fargo, what did I spend on groceries last month?
And this.
Fargo, turn off my debit card.
And this.
Fargo, what's my checking account routing number?
And that's just the beginning. Do you, Fargo? You can in the Wells Fargo mobile app. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/getfargo.
Fargo is only available on the smartphone versions of the Wells Fargo mobile app. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
California Psychics is America's most trusted psychic network. But don't take it from us. Take it from our customers.
You know, it was probably the best psychic reading I've ever had.
Thank you, California Psychics. You changed my opinion about getting a reading over the phone.
It was definitely worth it, and I would do it again in a second.
That's because at California Psychics, we only connect you with the best. In fact, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to us. So we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20.
I've never had a phone call make me so excited for the future.
So experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com. Get $5 off with code RADIO5 when you download the app.
It's Rhea Hughes. Fall is upon us, and now is the perfect time to head over to Lexus of Cherry Hill for the L-Certified Fall Collection sales event. It's much nicer than pumpkin spice. They have over 300 new and L-Certified pre-owned Lexus to choose from. Shop great deals and save with special finance rates on L-Certified Lexus vehicles now through November 4th. Stop in and see my friend Tony Labello and his team, or visit online at LexusOfCherryHill.com. Lexus of Cherry Hill, family-owned and operated.
Rich Cioli from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter, on Talk Radio 1210 and the free Odyssey app.
If everybody had a notion across the USA, then everybody'd be serving like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde.
For sure. Welcome back to the show. Yes. Live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. And the off season and the ballroom's already packed, but we'll make room for you if you're on your way to join us. Believe me, we got plenty of chairs. We got plenty of room. We'll bring them out of storage if we have to. And we got the Eagles game tonight on the big screen in Hemingway's.
All right.
The Eagles, who did not endorse Kamala Harris, by the way. So remember that. You can root for them, you can cheer them on, you can even wear your green, like Henry, because they didn't endorse Kamala Harris. They didn't. That's right. Look, listen, if this was some secret plan by the Eagles to put up posters at bus depots and then take them down an hour later and go on record and say we're not backing Kamala Harris, if that was some evil secret plan to help her, that doesn't help you. I'd rather you not endorse me than put me on a bus depot for an hour and then go on record and say you don't want anything to do with me. So if it was some secret plan by the Eagles to help Kamala Harris, it was a terrible, terrible plan.
I think an artist took credit for it.
Did he finally take credit for it?
Yeah, someone did.
Does he have one name? I always imagine people like that have one name.
It's not like a Banksy, if that's what you're thinking.
I don't even know who that is, but...
Winston Tseng.
Winston Tseng is the street artist?
Yes.
Yeah. Are they going to arrest him for trespassing at a bus depot and putting up... No, it's Philadelphia.
Probably
he's probably going to be honored by the mayor at a ceremony coming up late November. But, nevertheless, Judy, happy late birthday to you. You're welcome. Brian and Judy Glass. Brian's my Marvel advisor. He's nine, and his wife just had her birthday, so... But let me go right to our special guest, Congressman Jeff Van Drew. Congressman, how are you today? Welcome to Cape May. We're happy to be here.
I know you are, and it is not raining, so I'm a happy man.
That's good. You know, one of these days we've got to get you here live for one of these shows. Everybody loves you, so.
We will do it. We will do it.
All right, good.
Sure.
Excellent.
I look forward to it.
So you wrote a piece recently at FoxNews.com. You understand why Bobby Kennedy left the Democrat Party, because you also left the Democrat Party in 2020. So tell us about that.
So, you know, I think it's important to note how much the party has changed. This is not the Democratic Party that people knew. There used to be Republicans and Democrats, and there were some differences maybe over certain issues about spending or certain things. But there was a general feeling and agreement that the United States of America was the greatest country on the face of the earth, and that we needed to make sure that it stayed strong as a nation, that we took care of our people, and all the things that elected officials are supposed to do. It's just changed. I mean, you know, I know now that Kamala Harris is going to try to present a campaign that's about family and home and faith and freedom, but that's not anything that she has stood for or that Democrats have particularly stood for. I'll give you a quick story. I sit on the Judiciary Committee. You know, Rich, everything that goes through Congress that's controversial, it probably goes through either judiciary, oversight, or ways and means. Those are the big three. And, you know, we see and hear a lot in judiciary. But when we started out the cycle, when we started out the year last year, and we set down the rules for the committee, which is something that you do in each and every committee, every new term, and we set out the rules, one of the rules that we wanted to put in place was that you would say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag before you started a Judiciary Committee meeting. Pretty basic. I mean, there should be no discussion or argument about it. Do you know that we had to have a discussion and a debate that I got into for at least a half hour because the Democrats said, you know, that they didn't want to have the pledge, that it was a waste of time, that it was redundant, it didn't make sense, it's done on the floor once every day anyhow, why would you do it in committee? Why not? Why would you not do it in committee? We had to have a vote. We had a vote on it. And we prevailed, and we say the Pledge of Allegiance. But these are the kinds of things, or, you know, another time we had some Democrat witnesses that were speaking about, you know, just all the things that were wrong in the United States of America. So I asked a question of these two Democratic witnesses. I said, do you believe in the inherent goodness of most of the American people, and do you believe in American exceptionalism? Which American exceptionalism essentially states that America is a gift from God, that our founding fathers really did something amazing here, that it is unlike any other country that's ever been on the face of the earth. Neither one of them could say that they believed in American exceptionalism. Now, that's not true of all Democrats. You've got Democrats listening to your show right now who are good people, and they're just trying to be loyal to their party. Maybe their parents or grandparents or great-grandparents might have remembered FDR and Jack Kennedy and some other folks. But that's not the people we have now in leadership. So I'm not saying anything about people who are Democrats that are still working hard and still love America. But I am saying about the Democratic leadership and the way that the Democratic Party is gotten off the tracks and is just not what it should be. I could no longer be part of that party. I just couldn't do it anymore.
Well, Congressman Jeff Van Drew, I think that, look, you're getting a round of applause here in Cape May for that. And it makes a lot of sense. And, you know, the other issue is, right outside, you can see the ocean from here, from where I'm speaking right now, the wind turbine project and what's happening with that. And I know you're still fighting that issue. And this is another example of the Democrat Party being completely out of touch with what the people want and also what's really good for nature, because we know that there's real reason to question whether or not these things are leading to the deaths of whales and dolphins. And so I appreciate you keeping the fight up on this. What's the latest with that?
Well, we're going to keep the fight up. So it was a fundraiser the other day, raised a lot of money for the legal battle that's taking place. And I want to thank Eustace Mita, who is somebody that's very involved in the community in Cape May County, Atlantic County, South Jersey. He's a great guy, and he headed up this fundraiser because we've got some good attorneys who are fighting them, number one, on all the legal issues. Secondly, what we're doing, we just had another hearing recently, and it was very productive, speaking about what happened in Nantucket and how these blades on these industrial wind turbines, which are going to industrialize our ocean, are made of fiberglass and cannot hold up under the winds that we get. So they're starting to break apart. Of course, first in Nantucket, they got their wind turbines first. So all kinds of hazardous fiberglass got in the water when it broke up, washed up on people's beaches. We had some folks there from Nantucket. We had a witness who spoke on it. And thin slivers were involved, too, that went into the water. So the truth is that, you know, some of the animals that live in the ocean are eating this stuff. You pick it up, you're not supposed to. I have a piece of it in my office, my congressional office, and we have a big, big poster right on it that says, do not touch. Don't touch this stuff because it'll get into your hands, under your skin, and it's bad. Wow. But this is what we should be doing with our oceans. This, I don't know how to say it any more strongly than this. You know, I've been around a few years. I've seen some projects in government, and I've seen ones that are good and bad and are mixed. I have never seen a project that is as bad as these wind turbines from every angle, putting them in the ocean. It's bad for the fishermen. They're scared. It's going to hurt our fishing industry in the United States of America because they want to put them everywhere along our coast. It is bad for them. It is bad for tourism. Even one of the companies themselves that are doing the wind turbines said, well, and they just used Cape May County as an example. They said in Cape May County, it'll only throw the tourism industry off $1 billion. That's unbelievable to have the chutzpah. You know what chutzpah is? To actually say only $1 billion is going to hurt the tourism industry. And by hurting the tourism industry, it means it's not going to be as beautiful out there. Not as many people are going to want to go. Not your homes could actually be devalued because of it. And there's just a whole host of things that could happen. Then there's the national security aspect of it. And, you know, I speak to people. I'm on the Coast Guard subcommittee. They will not speak openly because they made it clear to me that if they speak against these things too strongly, that they will be punished, and promotions that they would get within the military very well might not happen. What kind of a way is that to run a free country and a free government, by the way? But in any event, they will tell you privately that they're real concerned about radar, about national security. These things are over 1,000 feet high. They're taller than the Statue of Liberty. It's unbelievable. And there's going to be hundreds of them if they have their way. It's going to change the entire landscape of the ocean. And then, of course, there are the dolphins and the whales and what happened, which, you know, for a little while out there, truthfully, I was a voice in the wilderness. But then the whales and the dolphins started washing ashore and people took notice. Thank God. And we have organizations that are involved now that are fighting this. We're still having rallies. Look, we beat Orsted. It's the southernmost part of the state here in Cape May County. But there's other ones that are going to want to come in and use that lease. They want to do it in Atlantic County. You have Atlantic Shores. And further on up, all the way through New York, I was speaking to some of my colleagues in Long Island, and they want me to come and speak at a hearing, which I will if I possibly can, up in New York and Long Island, because they want to do the same thing here. Here's the real deal. Multinational billionaires, not millionaires, billionaires around the world, globalists, are going to make tons and tons of money on this. And here's the real deal as well. We are going to rely on our foreign countries for our energy. This is sick. America is energy abundant. Whether you wanted to do nuclear, which is completely carbon free, if that's what you're concerned for, completely, much more than wind turbines, which have to be lubricated, that are involved with fossil fuels, so they're not even being true to what they really say, then you could do nuclear. I have no problem with solar panels. At least solar panels reduce your energy costs in your home. And by the way, wind turbines and this industry is radically going to increase your electric costs. Not a little bit, not 5%, not 10%, not 20%, multiple fold, many times. It's going to increase your energy costs a lot. So it's going to cost more. It's going to produce less. It's dangerous to the animals. It hurts fishing. It hurts tourism. It's just wrong, Rich. It's wrong. And we rely on foreign energy and make the country weaker. What in God's name are we doing?
So well said, my friend. So well said. Congressman Jeff Van Drew, everybody, appreciate everything you're doing for us. And you know, I got to say, too, you love this district. You love Cape May County. You love being part of this fight. And we really do appreciate it. And if Trump gets elected, and look, he came to Wildwood for you twice now to help, which is great. It shows you how much he values your friendship and your loyalty. And he gets elected on day one, he can kill this project. And that's why this is so critical. This election matters. You want to talk about a local issue that is affected by the presidential election? Right there, Congressman. He can kill it on day one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And he can, you know, also kill some of these mandates that, look, I've got nothing against electric vehicles. If you want to get one, fine.
Sure.
That's wonderful. Elon Musk is a great guy. But let the marketplace determine what happens. Let them compete. Let them produce a better product. And if people want them, they will buy them. And if they don't want them, they'll buy something else. But this is the last thing I'll leave with you, and this is another reason I'm a Republican. I am tired of the leadership in the Democratic Party shoving things down our throat that we don't want and taking away the things we do want. The last time I checked, this was a free country.
Congressman Jeff Van Drew, thank you, sir. We'll talk again soon. Appreciate it very much.
You got it, Rich, and I'm going to make it there, too.
You have an open invitation. Thank you, my friend. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Listen, we are live at Cape May at the Grand Hotel. It's standing room only, but they are going to bring more chairs up here. So if you're on your way to Cape May, come to Cape May, okay? Come to Cape May. We'll make room for you, I promise. And don't forget to tip your bartenders and servers, by the way, because until Trump's president, they have to pay taxes on all those tips. So make sure you're extra generous. Also, because we're not Democrats, we're not cheap. And remember something, and this is very important. Dead whales don't vote. Dead Democrats do. Where are the shirts? You had one job, Sue. Girl Chris, one job. One freaking job. All right, listen, Dr. Mike Venneri is a great guy, great friend, the master of dental implants, and he is my dentist, and he is the Zioli family's dentist, thanks to Mama Zioli, who first discovered him for our family. But I tell you what, he's gotten become a real good friend of mine. Two offices to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Bridget just had a major smile upgrade. Her veneers had to be replaced, and Dr. Mike replace them for her, and they look fantastic. He put caps on that'll last a long time, and she is so happy with her smile. So reach out to him today. You get a free implant consultation. He's been recognized as a master of dental implants among his peers for the last 10 years, 10 consecutive years. 856-786-2020 is the number, 856-786-2020, or visit VenariaDental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. He's a great guy. Stop putting off the dentist. Before you know it, it's going to be Christmas time, holiday time. You're going to be taking all these pictures. You're going to be in pictures. So if you're worried about your smile, call Dr. Mike. He'll take great care of you. Plus, your smile, the health of your smile matters too for just your overall mental health and also for your physical health as well. 856-786-2020, VenariaDental.com.
The following is a paid commercial message.
Bob Casey is lying to seniors. Listen to this whopper.
We're lowering prescription drug costs.
Lowering prescription drug costs? Not even close. Prices for medications are soaring. Casey's had nearly two decades in Washington. He hasn't fixed it. He's made it worse. Casey even voted for higher taxes on seniors' Social Security benefits. That's right. Casey pushed higher taxes on seniors. Casey also voted for a bill that could raise out-of-pocket drug costs for seniors. Seniors are already struggling with sky-high prices. But instead of helping, Bob Casey is trying to fool seniors and hide his failed record. Casey has had nearly 20 years in Washington. What's he given us? Higher costs and higher taxes. That's the real Bob Casey. He's wrong for Pennsylvania. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. SenateLeadershipFund.org.
Julia owed the IRS thousands.
I was paralyzed with fear.
Then
I heard a commercial for Optima Tax Relief.
Optima Tax Relief is the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative.
Optima Tax Relief settled my IRS tax bill.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
It was amazing.
Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Weather sponsored by Morgan & Morgan.
Partly cloudy overnight, down to 66. On Saturday, we'll expect showers in the afternoon, high of 77. Sunshine's back on Sunday with a high of 73. Monday, it's a bit warmer with a high of 79. Sunshine still with us. More sun on Tuesday with a high of 84.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Last year, more clients hired Morgan & Morgan than ever before. We now have more offices, more staff, and more lawyers than any other injury firm in the world. Protecting America. Fighting for you.
Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
When it comes to your home or business, Bradford White knows hot water is not optional. It's essential, each and every day. That's why Bradford White makes water heaters that are built to be the best. With innovative features, like our exclusive Microban antimicrobial technology that helps protect and keep the tank clean and extends the life of the water heater for top performance 24/7. How you heat your water matters, so choose the proven reliability of Bradford White. Learn more at bradfordwhite.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-511-3535. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider, 800-511-3535. That's 800-511-3535. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-511-3535.
Have you heard all the talk about fresh pet food? Well, a dogs and cats rule. When it comes to fresh, healthy ingredients, we lead the way. Hi, I'm George Parenti, and I'm here to tell you there's nothing better nutrition-wise than fresh food for your pet. Stop in to one of our seven neighborhood locations and ask our expert staff how a real, fresh, meat-based diet can change your pet's overall health and well-being. Shop online at dogsandcatsrule.pet. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
Labor Day signals that fall is fast approaching. Apple picking, fall leaves, and chilly nights are on the horizon. With Legacy Box, you can cozy up and watch something special this fall. Your family's home movies. Legacy Box is the simple, safe, all-inclusive solution for preserving your family's memories trapped on videotapes, film, even photos. After 10 years in business, Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer. They've helped over 1 million families relive their wedding days, baby's first steps, and family road trips. Just fill Legacy Box with your VHS tapes, film reels, or pictures. Legacy Box digitizes it all by hand right here in the USA, and then sends it back on a thumb drive or the cloud. Future-proof your recorded moments today, so you can gather the family and begin the trip down memory lane. Plus, for a limited time, they're offering 55% off. Go to legacybox.com/value to get 55% off. That's legacybox.com/value.
The Rich Zioli Show, Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, and the free Odyssey app.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around. Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around.
Oh yeah, we get around, KMA. We're live at the Grand Hotel. Beautiful. Great crowd too. This is awesome. Let's go, Brandon. I love it. Thank you for being here today. We got a lot to chat about, and we're just getting warmed up, literally just getting warmed up. But I do want to say right off the top, you know, the breaking news, if you're just joining me, Judge Juan Merchan has delayed the sentencing of former President Trump until after the election, which is a big deal. It's a very big deal, and it's the right move by the judge. Absolutely it is. No question about it. Part of the reason, though, you know, they wanted to go after Trump legally. I really do believe this because they thought it would help get him the nomination because they thought he was the easiest one to beat. It was a ridiculously stupid calculation by ridiculously stupid people. But stupid people make stupid calculations. That's why they're stupid. If they weren't stupid, they would make smart calculations. They would be called smart people. It's not that complicated. It's not that complicated. Even I could follow along with that. And I'm no math guy, Henry, as you know.
No.
No, not even close. So they thought he'd be the easiest one to beat. That's clearly not the case. They did not factor in how bad the economy would be under their watch, despite the trillions of dollars in spending, despite the fact that, you know, Biden yesterday, did you know he finally acknowledged that the Inflation Reduction Act has the wrong name? Did you know that? So we were saying this. It's so funny. We've been saying this since the act was passed, that this is not the Inflation Reduction Act. Biden comes out yesterday, starts going on about how great the act is for the environment. Do we have the, I don't know if we have the audio of this. It's okay. I have the audio in my head. It goes like this. This is no joke.
Verbatim.
Pretty much verbatim. He goes, this act is from the environment's green deal, and it's and we call it the, no joke, but what it's did a lot for the environment and spending money and a lot for the environment, but we should have called it the name. We really should have called it the real name, which is, well, anyway. No, that's literally what he said. I was driving down here and I heard that and I thought maybe I should send it to Henry to have him pull the audio. I was like, why? I can say that. We should have called it. We should by its real name. Anyway. he forgot what the name was. Come on, man. That's no joke, folks.
My investments, that through my investments, the most significant climate change law ever. And by the way, it is a $369 billion bill. It's called the, we should have named it what it was, but at any rate.
That was really close.
Right? I mean, pretty close. Anyway, any rate, but. But at any rate, we should have called it what the name was really have. At any rate, the hell with it. It's bingo time. Got my fresh board here. B-59. Anyway. I'm president. They let me win. I was building a sandcastle on the beach in this paint. See, bird came down. No joke. The water came up and knocked my sandcastle down because the beaches are rising. No joke, folks. Got in my beach chair, ankles wet. I'm there. My watch you, Biden. Dr. Biden. Having a hoagie right there. Grew up in Claymont, Delaware, right over. But anyway. Bird comes down, rips it right out of my hand like a damn Hitchcock movie. No joke, folks. You know why they're doing that? Because of climate change. As they're starving like the migrant kids who crossed the border illegally, and my administration lost 100,000 of them. That's no joke. That's actually no joke. They did. They lost 100,000. That part's no joke. Not funny. It's sad. It's tragic. But so let me go back to the funny stuff. So here I am on the beach and pooping on the beach. The seagulls and me. I got to wrap it up. All right, we got to take a break. Luckily, Henry's like, you got to wrap this up.
Let's get this going.
Fair, let's do this. All right, fair enough. We'll be right back live from the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Don't go away.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. A possible TikTok ban is losing support. A year and a half ago, 50% of those surveyed by Pew Research favored a TikTok ban. Now, just 32% support one. The survey didn't ask why their opinions on TikTok had changed. A five-month-old law requires TikTok's Chinese-based parent company, ByteDance, to divest its ownership in the app or face a ban. The Labor Department is deleting more than 80,000 jobs from its June and July payrolls report, and the 142,000 jobs we got in August fall short of economists' forecasts. And Wall Street went from betting that the Fed will step in this month with a supersized interest rate cut to worrying the economy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokespuppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.